Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So it is what it happened was. So on Tuesday, what it happened was a woman says that men's mental health is in crisis because as soon as a man opens up to a woman, women tend to use that against them. Here's what she said.
Is it any wonder why men's mental health is in crisis?
Yes, because as soon as a man opens up to a woman and tells them like their deepest, darkest secrets, women tend to use that against men. And I don't know why. I'm a woman and I don't know why.
Do you agree with her? That was a question we posed. You said,
I agree with it because as men, we do not like to feel vulnerable in any type of way. And once we expose that vulnerability to anyone, especially a woman, and especially to a woman you're in a relationship, they will use that against you in an argument. Because it has happened to my cousins, it has happened to me, it happened to people I know. They expose their vulnerabilities, and these hood rats, or whatever you want to call them, exploit it, you know, and call them weak and everything. So, yeah, I've seen it, and I agree with what she said, because they do.
I think, to me, when a man opens up to a woman, you know, telling his deep, dark secrets, being vulnerable, being open, showing his sensitive side to me, that's sexy. My husband and I will be married almost 31 years this year in July, and he has opened up to me in a way that I would have never understood that side of a man. And to me, it made me love him more. It made me more attracted to him, and it just made me fall in love with him even more. So I think that a man opening up to a woman it's a good thing. Well, for me, it was a great thing because, of course, I think I done found the right man.
They do. When they get mad with you, they want to tell you a business. When you no longer want to be with them, they tell you dark secrets.
DL made a comment talking about he don't think women want to hear it. I think it's generational. I think it depends on what type of woman you're dealing with and what generation she comes from, because women are interested in issues that men are having, and it's not so much we think we can fix it all the time. It's just the fact that we're concerned and we care. That's if you love your mate or friend. It could be just a friendship.
Wednesday, what had happened was a doctor's gone viral for discussing the pros and cons of showering at night versus in the morning. Here's what she said.
Showering at night, what are some of the pros? You get to wash off the day. Creams, lotions, sunscreen, etc. Smog, fog, whatever it is that's going on in your environment, you get to wash that off before getting in your sheets. And then I would also say a lot of people feel like, you know, being clean or having showered before they get into bed helps ensure that their sheets stay clean or maybe are cleaner. So very fair, fair things. But let's now go to showering in the morning. What are some pros to that? Many people feel like they don't feel like they've woken up for the day until they shower. Showering can be quite invigorating for a lot of people. The other thing is that showering for many people also helps them kind of prepare their skin for other things they need to do.
Do you shower at night or in the morning? That was a question we posed. You said,
I absolutely believe showering at night is a must. Like, you need to wash off the day. You need to de-stress. It helps de-stress the skin. It's hygienic. It's being clean. And most importantly, yes, shower in the morning. Like, come on, be for real. These people need to, like, know that you got to treat your skin. You need to moisturize it. And it's like I said, you're washing off that day. You're washing off that stress. And who wants to put that nastiness in their bed?
Most definitely. You need to wash your ass at least twice a day to stay clean and healthy. Forget about the damn doctor in his study. You don't need a doctor to tell you to wash your behind, man. You don't wash yourself properly, you go next to somebody. And they honestly, they say, man, you smell, man. Go take a bath. That's ridiculous.
You know what? This is my thoughts. I cannot understand for the life of me, out of all you guys there in that studio, he cannot come up with questions that are not elementary. Out of everybody in that studio, somebody can come up with some mind-boggling questions, stupid questions like how many times you shower. That's so elementary. Seriously, you guys need to be able to get some questions that make people think. You know, he need to let you guys come up with some clever questions to ask the audience, because this is tired, sick, and old.
I think as long as you take a bath, it's fine. That's right. Hey, I enjoy his subject. Tell him to keep it up.
Then yesterday we asked your kid, when your kid says don't tell the secret to either mom or dad, what do? You keep the kid's secret or you snitch on their ass? They didn't pose the question that way.
I didn't think so.
You said...
So let me just say that I was very close to both my parents, very close. And if I wanted to say something to one of them and not tell the other one, they did that. Okay, so I wanted the same thing back to them. So I'm 63 down, but when I was younger and I had kids, I was married and had kids and everything. But my mom would call me and ask me for once a month, go to their house and get out her credit card bill out the mail so that my dad wouldn't see it. And she did that for a couple of years. So he never did find out about it. I think eventually he saw one of the credit card bills and it was a problem, but she didn't want him to know and I didn't tell it.
Okay, first of all, the thing is, you're not supposed to have, as parents, you're not supposed to have secrets. So I do both. I tell my wife what happened, and then I tell her not to tell my daughter.
If somebody asks you not to tell, you don't tell. It'll teach two lessons. One, that you don't tell when somebody tells you to keep a secret. And two, it'll build trust with that parent, and so that that child will come and tell them everything from then on. And so they can handle it. I'm sure they can handle it without the other parent. So, no, you should not tell. You have to have somebody in life that you can trust.
I think that if it's detrimental to the family or harmful to the individual, that I'm going to tell the secret. But if it's a personal secret, I'm not telling nothing. It's personal. I'm going to keep the secret.
I think it depends on what it is, because a daughter may go to her mom, wanting to speak to her mom. Maybe she's ready to have sex with her boyfriend. So she wants the advice of her mom, how to protect herself, how she perceives it. You can't tell daddy that, because daddy's going to be wanting to kill the guy. So again, I think it depends on what the secret is if you withhold from the other parent.
Now it's time to give a deserving someone the Shoe Booty of the Week Award.
And now it's time for the Shoe Booty of the Week Award.
Here we go.
Kim Jong-un.
Hi.
Is a North Korean politician who has been supreme leader of North Korea since 2011 and the leader of the Workers' Party of Korea, WPK, since 2010.
Wow.
He is the third son of Kim Jong II, who was North Korea's second supreme leader from 1994 until his death in 2011.
That's pretty neat.
So, why is Kim Jong-un this week's recipient of the Shoe Booty of the Week Award?
This guy, this is not my kind of guy.
Lil Kim gets the Shoe Booty because he determined that the man's best friend should be man's next meal.
That ain't no damn puppy.
Yes, people keep dogs for various reasons, and they are often sentimental. According to a report, this is allegedly not welcomed in North Korea and is even forbidden.
Right to jail, right away.
Kim Jong-un said treating a dog as a family member that eats and sleeps with the family is incompatible with the socialist lifestyle and should be strictly avoided.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
North Korean citizens are starving, while the supreme leader, who is fat enough to be all the supremes, dines on gourmet food.
Let me hear you say, that ain't right.
The citizens of Korea eat barbecue poodle ribs, marinated pit bull, and chihuahua fried rice.
That's Flavortown passport right there.
What about people who need emotional support dogs? Are they going to have emotional support children? Or maybe seeing eye children for visually impaired people?
These people are crazed lunatics.
Asian Donald should ban the guy that gave him that messed up fade and keep the dogs in the family and off the menu. And that's why the Shoe Booty of the Week Award goes to Kim Jong-un. Now here's a swift kick in the ass.
Now, if you know somebody who's not up on the D.L. Hughley Show, call them right now and tell them they need to be listening in 10 minutes. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. Now, for those of you who are not regular listeners of the D.L. Hughley Show, here is just a tiny bit of why you should listen every single day. So the race is, and it always was, it was always going to be between Trump, and it was always going to be between Biden. And the interesting thing is that the judge in Atlanta dropped six of the charges. So that means he only has 40 left. This is the funny thing. Oh, he dropped charges. R. Kelly had 7 charges dropped, and he still ain't out. So Alabama said that frozen embryos were people. Mm-hmm. That's conception, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So for Alabama said embryos were people, but Negroes were not. So that's funny. Crazy.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen people lose weight and they got that Nancy Reagan head, you know, where they look like Woodstock from Charlie Brown. Yeah, you don't want to lose. You don't want to look like Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
See,
like
man.
Beef jerky with a perm. You don't want that. Whether you can eat food by sell-by dates or not.
For me, I will say in my house, because I can be a little lazy and I don't really care that much about food, I will eat on something until, I mean, it can be 2-3 weeks and I'll just give it the sniff test. If it passes the sniff test, I'm going to eat it.
Let me tell you something. I think the sniff test is relevant in all kinds of endeavors.
Absolutely.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.